Hello and welcome to Coffee Cup Tarot, a podcast about the storytelling aspect of tarot and developing an intuitive understanding to the messages they reveal. I'm your host, Marcella Cadill. You can follow me on Instagram at Coffee Cup Tarot Reader, or you can book a reading directly with me at www.coffeecuptarot.com. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started. Hi, everybody. It's Marcella and Aisha with you today to talk about the star.
Number 17. We're getting towards the end.
Wow, we are. We're finally, like, in the calm after the storm. That's, like, the only thing I get with this card.
Yeah, and just the spirituality side of the deck.
Yeah.
I associate this card with crown chakra energy, for sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Me too, actually, because my light seer's card is, like, all about the spiritual connection with the universe and the self, I think.
Yeah.
It's, for the people listening, it's this girl, she's like kneeling and she's looking up. The whole galaxy is above her, shining like a sun, and there's kind of like a string, I guess, a light cord that she's hanging onto. It's really nice. I actually really like that card. But yeah, so it feels like a prayer card.
Oh, I could see that.
A symbol of hope.
Yeah, and faith. And
healing.
Just, I think, spirituality in general.
Yeah. Your soul's alignment.
Yes.
So whenever this card comes up for me, I have to figure out, based on the other cards around it, what does this mean? Because it's so, I don't know, it's just like a beacon of hope. So it's like, how do you translate this to, like, a relationship or whatever? So you have to look at the other cards.
It is very much like a supplemental card. Like, if you have a yes or no and you get this,
it's a yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if I don't really know, like, if it's, should I do this or not? It's like, yeah, this is in alignment with your soul. Like, that would be, it would be, like, that's, like, a little bit deeper than a yes, but same idea.
Yeah. And reversed, it's the opposite, kind of. They're not all the opposite when they're reversed, but this card specifically, I do definitely take as more disconnection or a lack of trusting the divine plan for things.
Yeah. And, like, kind of like a shyness and, like, inauthenticity. If you, I don't even know if that's a word, if you are in a position where you're not fully being who you are, and you feel like you can't open up, then I feel like that's a reverse star, because you're, like, keeping it hidden. And then, okay, so Rachel Pollack, in her reversed meaning, I wrote this down because I thought it was really interesting. She said, if it's with the devil, then it's sexual guilt, the reverse star.
What?
And that just came up for me, and not for me, but for a reading I did, was the devil and the reverse star.
Wow.
And so now I'm like, kind of want to email this girl and be like, oh, so does this...
That's good to know.
Yeah. It's so interesting.
You know, between my Robin Wood tarot deck and my Rider-Waite, they're both very, very similar. They have very similar images. But one thing that I noticed that I feel like was relevant is that on the Rider-Waite, the woman who is pouring out the water, her foot is walking on the water.
Yes.
And in my Robin Wood, her foot is under the water. But just because, I forget what card it was that we took
Temperance
note of, like,
is under.
Yes. So it was underwater, and that was like toe in to the emotion. But this is really kind of staying above, the mastery almost, like Jesus walking on water type of thing. So I wish that my Robin Wood tarot deck had that symbol as well, because I really like that.
Yeah, that's so cool. She's so huge in the Rider-Waite. Look how small that tree is.
Oh, true.
I don't know if that's a lake or a puddle, but it looks like a puddle. But what if it's a lake? Like, what if she is this massive?
That's
force.
That's cool. I actually really like that.
Yeah.
And the water is like, yeah, that's a big lake. And,
then those are little
water
rivers.
The other one is, yeah, exactly.
I don't know. This card also makes me think of, it just popped in my head, what was that meditation we used to do with the twin hearts with the hands? Where is this water coming from that she's pouring?
Yeah.
You know? Her crown is open and receiving the energy. And just pouring, like being the messenger.
That would be a really cool design for a card if you actually saw like a water flowing into her crown. Like a waterfall behind her or something flowing in.
Yeah, whenever we make a deck, that's
yes. And it just comes out of her hands.
Yeah. Oh, that would be so cool. Okay, illustrators, draw that card for us.
What the heck is this bird in the background? If the tree is that small, like, why is the bird that large?
You know this bird, actually.
I do.
Miss Rachel says that the odd little bird that appears in the deck is Ibis, the bird sacred to Thoth. Thoth? Thoth.
Oh.
How do you say that? Thoth?
Yeah, I say Thoth.
Thoth. That's weird. I've always said Thoth. But I think that's wrong. But yeah, so.
Huh. But it's so large.
He is large. He's so cute, actually. He looks like a little toucan.
But look at the size of the tree. Imagine being right next to that tree.
Well, maybe that's why it's Thoth's bird.
Yeah. It's basically full-size giant human.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, my Robin would. There's a normal sized tree next to her. And there's a tiny little bird, but can't tell what kind of bird it is. It's kind of hiding behind the tree.
I wonder why.
Yeah, this is probably one of the only cards that I actually prefer the Rider-Waite illustration of, because it just seems a little bit more, it's communicating more.
Yeah. I also like that she has a little pooch. Like, we've all got the pooch, but she's bending over.
That's all right. Something to... Maybe like body positivity image. Card.
There's 8 points, and I was like, I know this means something, and I don't know what it means, so I looked it up. The North Star, it's supposed to be the brightest and the one that never moves, and it's a true north or whatever. And then there's also the 8 seasonal holidays.
Huh.
I don't know how I would, like, why that would be the reason why they have that.
Huh.
Unless it's hope and, like, a navigating towards the alignment. Like, that feels maybe why, but...
Well, the fact that there's the 7 small white stars and then one massive yellow one above her crown.
Yeah.
I think of, like, the 7 chakras, and then 8th would be, like, that higher self chakra that's, above your body. Yeah.
Up here, people means, like, above your head. The halo, sort of.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes so much sense. Wait, in his little book, says loss, theft, abandonment. And then, like, another reading says hope, bright prospects. Isn't that weird?
Both for upright?
Yeah.
Abandonment?
Yeah, and theft. I have never.
Did she steal the water jugs? Like, is that where the water came from? What? I'm very confused. I don't get that vibe at all.
And then his reversed is arrogance, haughtiness, and impotence. I don't know how to pronounce that.
I can't see. This is like Rider-Waite.
Like, yeah, like from 1910.
Design this card based on that?
Yeah.
That's the most off interpretation paired with an illustration that I've ever heard. Why? How? Why didn't he do a better job illustrating it if that's what he was trying to convey?
Maybe Pamela Coleman Smith was like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. The star is peace. So, I don't know. One of the very beginning decks or whatever, the star card meant gift.
Aw, like Jesus, they followed the North Star?
Sure.
To give him gifts?
Mary cried on Jesus. Okay, so this is kind of like tying in with the water. Mary crying on Jesus's cheek for to regenerate and heal.
I've never heard this story. What happened? Jesus got a cut on his cheek?
I don't know. It's probably this timeline, Aisha.
When did Jesus cut his cheek?
I don't know. It's in my little book. But I believe everything in this book, so. One second. Oh my god, what if I can't find it now? Did it ever exist? I hate myself. I literally can't find it now.
Well, you skipped timelines.
I don't understand. Am I missing something? Oh, wait, there's more pages over here. Oh, I found it. Okay. Rachel Pollack connects it to, like, Rapunzel about the tower and, like, whatever. The Brambles, I don't know who Brambles is. Brambles scratch out the prince's eyes so that he wanders for years until at last he hears the voice of his beloved. She holds him like Mary holding Jesus, and when her tears fall on his face, his eyes do not just heal, they regenerate. So, not Jesus, but... That's in the story of Rapunzel. And it's, like, kind of interesting because it's, like, after the tower.
Yeah. She needs longer hair for me to believe that she's Rapunzel, though.
Yeah. That would actually be a really interesting drawing of a star card.
Ooh, I would love to see a total fairy tale deck. I like bet they have
Disney
it.
Like a Disney one?
Yes. Like, all the princesses or, like, the low-key stories. Yeah, for sure. I don't know how to draw anything, though.
Me neither. Mulan yes, is you my do. Favorite. No, I don't.
Mulan?
Yeah, Mulan is my favorite.
Hercules is my favorite, of course.
Is he the emperor? Probably.
No, he's not. He's too, like, innocent and underdeveloped.
Maybe he's the fool.
Probably, actually. I could see that. Or the chariot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because he does have the chariot, right?
Greek mythology.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, wait. Maybe Mulan would be strength because she's got the little Mushu lion fake dragon with her. So, okay. And then... Oh, I could go all day thinking about this.
I know. We need to, like...
We need to, like actually not record each other and, like, sit down and figure it out and then have an episode where we talk about Disney.
Tarot. Okay. Yes, let's do it.
Okay. That would be... That's, like, kind of what I want to do today now. Okay, yeah. So, the star... In summary, it's when you're on the right path. It's, like, a beacon of hope. Keep going. The calm after the storm, because the tower was just before, and now you're through all the muck. Yeah, you have a purpose, and the girl, she's blessing your goals, getting you inspired. I don't know, this card is like what all the tarot people love, just because it's a huge yes.
My sister, this is her favorite card, and I got her for Christmas a tapestry of this card. But I don't think she's been able to hang it up because she's also a teacher and they've had to do virtual Aww. Stuff. She can't have just a naked woman tapestry behind her.
It's really funny.
I know. It would have been so funny if she would have had it up and forgotten, and then students would be like, what the?
Yeah. Yeah, that wouldn't work.
Yeah, but I didn't even think twice about the fact that it's just like a tapestry of a naked woman that I got her for Christmas.
Maybe she can hang it in front of the computer so she can see it and nobody else can.
Yeah.
Have you ever read the book Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert?
No.
Okay, you would love it. But it's all about like where ideas come from and like when you're in tune with the universe and you're following your curiosity and you get ideas. Yeah, love you should that. Read it. So I kind of like also, I forgot to mention this, but that's kind of like what I think about with this card because the moments where you receive like a strike of inspiration, like the lightning bolt from the tower, and then like now you're in the creation mode.
Love that.
Yeah, tapping into the inspiration, taking from the pool of consciousness and like creating your own.
I really like that. That is kind of like how I live, just divinely that's my inspired. No, like I really think that that's really important to take the action when it is inspired. Yeah, inspired action. That's how we create reality and that's how... we get on the path that we're meant to be on.
Absolutely. And so you should actually read it because she talks about like how we're all little antennas walking around.
Ooh.
We'll all get sprinklings of ideas. And if we don't put enough action and like force into seeing it through, if you don't love it or you're not passionate about it, it'll leave you and go to somebody else. So it's kind of like, it's everything that you enjoy.
Yeah. Channeling.
Channeling the good vibes.
Yeah.
So that's a star. Next is the moon card, which I wonder if we should do the moon and the sun together.
Yeah, I'm down.
Because why not?
Mm-hmm.
We're getting towards the end. I'm good if you're good.
I'm good.
All right. Hope you guys are good too. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.